Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Mary Armstrong, and I thank you for joining us today. And a word in prayer in the eyes of a layperson. Thank you for joining us today. I'm so glad that I'm saved and I'm glad. I'm so glad that I'm saved and I'm glad. I'm so glad that I'm saved and I'm glad. I'm so glad that I'm saved and I'm glad. Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm thankful that you joined us today on this broadcast. Praise the Lord. I'll be coming to you today with Psalms 51, a prayer of repentance, talking about David today. And we know that David was the king over Israel, and he was a good king, but he was human just like we are. And David just made a mistake, but he was a man after God's own heart. So we're going to be talking about David today, and we're going to be coming from Psalms 51. And we want you to join in with us as we try to explain, go into the scripture, and explain what the scripture is telling us today. So we're going to start at Psalms 51, 1. He says, and this to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. Okay, now we know that when David had committed sin with Bathsheba, God, he wanted to hide. He thought he had got away from what he was doing. He tried to hide his sins. And Bathsheba, he saw Bathsheba. He should have been, it was war going on, and he should have been out with his soldiers at that time. But he was home at that time, and Bathsheba was at home, and at that time, she was on her housetop taking a bath, and he was over there where he should not have been, and she was out there taking a bath, and he was out there, and he saw her washing herself, and she was beautiful to look upon, and he had one of his servants to go and call her, and he laid with Bathsheba, and she became pregnant with child. And she sent word that she was with child. And she was married. And her husband was one of his soldiers. And she sent to David that she was with child. And he tried to hide it. He was a king. And he tried to hide it. And he sent for his soldier to come home and send him home so he could lie with his wife. But instead of his soldier lying with his wife, he went out and he stayed and was with some of the soldiers. He didn't go home and lie with his wife. In order, David tried to hide it and all that, and he saw that that didn't work. So he ended up trying to hide it and all that, and he sent word for them to put the soldier on the front line where the soldier would be killed. Okay, then as time went on, the soldier ended up getting killed, and he sent for Bathsheba, and he married the Bathsheba. He married her. Okay, and as time went on, the child was born. Praise God. David thought he had hid it. It was all hid. Praise God. So as time went on, God didn't let, even though he was king now, he thought everything was okay. Thought it was all okay and everything was hid. But see, you can't hide from God. Regardless who you are, God sees everything that we do. And it's a song that if I had the wings of a dove, I'd fly to the utmost, way out into space. No, there's no hiding place. Okay, David thought that his sins was hid. So the baby was born, and the baby got sick. Praise God. The baby got sick, and David fasted, and he prayed, or whatever. But God has a way to let us know, to show us of our sins. So God sent Nathan to David. He sent Nathan to David. And Nathan came to David. And you can't come to king any kind of way. So Nathan was wise. He was wise. And he came to Nathan and he told him a story. And let me tell you about the story that he told David. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. And this is the 12th chapter of 2 Samuel. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. And he came unto him and said unto him, there was two men in one city, and the one rich and the other poor. And the rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds. Poor man had nothing save one little wee lamb, which he nourished and brought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. And it did eat of his own meat and drink of his own cup, and laid in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And he had one little wee lamb, but the rich man had many flocks. And instead of him killing one of his flock, the rich man, he took of the poor man's lamb and killed it and gave it to the stranger. Instead of him killing one of his flock, he killed the poor man's lamb. And he told David of this. And David got so angry. And he said, he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And then Nathan said unto David, thou art the man. Nathan told David, now you the one guilty, David. Because thou art the man. You took this man's wife, and you had many. And you took this man's wife. He just had one wife. And you took his wife and said, but the Lord's not going to, you're not going to die, but he's going to let you live. And look what he said. God anointed you king over Israel. And he delivered you out of the hands of Saul. And he gave you thy master's house. And he made you king over Judah. And he gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had not been too little, he would have gave you more. Therefore thou hast despised the commandments of the Lord to do evil in his sight. They had killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword and had taken his wife to be thy wife. Now therefore the sword shall not depart out of thine house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives from thine eyes and give them to thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this sin and this son. Look what he said. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sins, thou shalt not die. So see, David repented. That was the thing about David. David repented of what he had done. See, we have to see ourselves, and we have to repent before the Lord. That's why David had a repenting heart. We have to see our sins, and we have to repent before the Lord. And that's what David is doing right here in Psalms 51. He said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. We can't hide our sins. He tried to hide it. But when God sent Nathan to David, David repented of what he had done. But God struck the child that Bathsheba had. And David began to fast and pray for the child. But God struck that child with sickness, and David lay before the Lord. And David prayed, and he didn't eat for so many days, and he prayed before the Lord. But God let that child die. And after the child died, the servant was afraid to go to David and tell him the child died. But when David saw them talking, he knew that the child had died. And David got up, washed himself, and dressed and went and ate. And they didn't understand why David was doing that. He said, well, while the child was living, you wouldn't eat. He said, while the child was living. But now the child is dead, so that the child can't come to me, but so that I can go to the child. So that's why when the child died, he got up and washed himself and he ate. Because the child couldn't come to, he said, while he was fasting and praying, he thought he was wanting the child to live. But now the child can't come to him, but he can go to the child. So that's why then he got up and he ate. So now he's asking God to have mercy upon him and blot out his transgressions, forgive him for what he had done. That's what we have to do. When we commit sin, we have to ask God to forgive us for what we have done wrong. And when we do that, God will forgive us of our sins, and he'll wash us and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness, not to remember it no more. He says, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins is ever before me, praise God. And he'll forgive us and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. But until we ask him for forgiveness, it's always before us. But once we acknowledge him and ask him to forgive us, that's the only way we can get rid of our sins. But a lot of people, they won't ask God to forgive them. They'll just keep going on like they hadn't done nothing and keep going to church shouting over that. But that sin is there before us. And we can't get forgiven if we don't ask God to forgive us. It's ever before us if we don't ask God to forgive us. But once we ask for forgiveness, he'll throw it in the sea of forgiveness. And he said, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. And then we go to Isaiah 43:25. Isaiah 43:25. Praise our God. God is a good God, and he'll forgive us. And it talks to 43:25. Isaiah And it says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. That's what he'll do. I am he that blotteth out thy transgression for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let me pledge together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Praise God. So he'll blot them out, not to remember no more. And I thank God for that. Satan will bring them back up, but you tell them they're under the blood. That's under the blood. Because he'll try to bring them back up in your face, but you say they're under the blood. That's what you have to tell them. Praise God. I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins as ever before me. They under the blood. They under the blood. What you ask for forgiveness, they under the blood. Praise our God. And did Isaiah 59:12? Praise our God. We don't have to remember them no more, for they under the blood. Praise our God. Isaiah 59:12. God has a way. 59:12. While transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify before thee, our sins against us, for our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Praise God. Praise God. So see, once we give them to God, they under the blood. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. We're pure now. We're pure because they're under the blood. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Praise God. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Praise God. This is him still talking. This is David. Pure me, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And what is whiter than snow? You know when it snows, when you wake up in the morning and it's been snowed outside, it seems like it's just silent. You don't hear anything because everything's covered with snow. And when you go out, the snow's been, it's been covered everything, and everything is just so silent. Seems like everything is pure. Praise God. Praise God. Clean when thou judgest pure. We just pure because we under the blood. Praise God. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou had broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Look at that. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's what we want him to do. And when he covers our sins with his blood, praise God, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Look at what he does for us. Praise our God. Let's go to Isaiah 58:17. Praise our God. 38:17. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love it to my soul, deliver it from the pits of corruption. For thou had cast all my sins behind my back. Look at that. See, he don't hold that against us. He have cast all our sins behind my back. We don't have that in front of us no more. He cast it in the sea of forgetfulness. Once we repent of our sins, he cast us all our sins behind my back. Look at God. 38:17. And then he says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Oh, God willingly. Look at that. I tell you, God is what we need. The mic to be open. Does anyone have something they want to add to this? Anyone?
Anyone? Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, my sister.
Hallelujah, my sister. I just want to reiterate the repentance for people that don't want to repent. They need to repent. For the things that people do to other people, or for just causes, because they want to, or just because they're angry. They need to ask my Lord to forgive them. They don't want to, but they need to, because you cannot get forgiveness unless you ask for it.
Unless you
repent. Forgiveness is not automatic.
Mm-hmm. You have to repent.
Can they give it all? Yes, you do. Yeah, because we cannot... We cannot think that we are covered no matter what, because we're not covered no matter what. We must ask for forgiveness. We have to repent to my Lord at all times. My Lord knows what you're doing. My Lord sees what you're doing. He hears your thoughts. He knows your dreams. He knows your upcoming. He knows your downfall. He knows that you will, he knows that you won't, but you have to. You have to be the person he made you to be and repent for knowing that if you don't repent, you are going to hell. You are going to hell because you do not know to be submissive to my Lord. We have to be submissive. We have to be humble. We have to be true. There's no shortchanging, my Lord. There's no baseline now, my Lord. We have to be true. We have to be able to reach out to my Lord and say, Master, my Lord, my love, will you please forgive me? I know you heard my thoughts. I know you heard my mouth. I know you heard my actions. So please forgive me for them. And then he will come in and he'll be like, okay, I may forgive you. It depends on what it is, because some things are not forgivable. Blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is not forgivable. You can blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, and you are in hellfire for that. So be careful of what you do regarding the Holy Ghost.
Yes. But look, blessings is in repentance. Look at all the blessings that you get by repenting. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yes. It's but people start to realize that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Because it's blessings when you repent. And
there's
when
a lot
you
of blessings hold, to be.
Yes, you have to not just say, Lord, just forgive me. Just forgive me. Restore unto me the joy of that salvation. Lord, forgive me. Just forgive me, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Create in me a clean heart, oh God,
Restore unto me the joy of thy faith.
And a right spirit within me. Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Oh, Lord, I want fellowship with you, Lord. Because you bring fellowship with him when you don't repent. Oh, Lord,
yes, you do.
Yes,
I mean,
you do.
I see my Lord. He is so forsaking people. And, I mean, often he is forsaking people. And he, you know, he told me we're not. But people are so evil. They're so mean. They're so crazy. They do things just to be doing them. So he is actually forsaking people.
Lord have mercy. And Satan have blinded their eyes. They can't see. But if they repent, God is open up their eyes where they can see the wrong that they're doing. But you have to repent for God to open up your eyes that you can see, that you're able to see.
Oh, yes.
Right.
And, you know, this is the Bible speaks of clean and unclean. It speaks of holy and unholy, saved and unsaved, righteous and unrighteous, just and unjust. It speaks about all those scenarios. So we have to abide by part that doesn't say on, because we don't want to be a part of the on, because people, it's too many people now who are part of the on. Because there's my rooted and grounded in my love. He is so true. He is so wonderful. He does any and everything.
Yeah.
He gives you the breath of life. He gives you the abilities of life. And you're here. And you know you're here. And you know you couldn't be here by yourself. You know, it's all about the work of my Lord. Because he's working it out for you. You could be 50.
Mm-hmm.
You could be 70. You could be 90. You're still here because he ordained it to be. And you will not say, I'm sorry for something that you done that is horrific. Oh, no, you can't work. You cannot work that out. You've got to be, I'm sorry, my Lord, and be true. Don't be like, I'm sorry, and then think it's unforgiven, because he knows your heart. He knows your mind.
Yes.
He knows your spirit. So you have to be honest and true. My Lord, I am sorry. My Lord, please forgive me. I did not mean to do that. But he knows your heart. He knows your mind. I mean, there's a whole lot of things going on. And then he's going to start calling numbers. I mean, honestly, there's so much evilness and so much hatred going on. He's going to start calling numbers. And for me, for any and everywhere all over the world. Numbers are being called right this minute. People need to take heed because they don't know where death is. Death, you could be 50, you could be 30, you could be 60. You don't know where death is. You could be 10, you could be 20. You do not know where death is.
Death
will find you. You do not have a pocket that you can hide in.
It will. That's right.
You cannot hide in a pocket. You got to be seen. You will be seen. It's not that you got to be seen. You will be seen. And your number, when it's called, you're going. No matter if you want
to
say I'm sorry, if you don't want
to
say I'm sorry, but you're going.
Go.
It may be 2 days, it may be 2 years. It doesn't. The time span does not matter. Because in my Lord's time, we have 1,000 years of our time versus my Lord's 1 day. So, you know, our time is like seconds to my Lord. So, whenever those few little minutes of a second come up and you hadn't done what you're supposed to do and he calls your number, you're going to hell. That's true. You're born to hell. So it's time to wake up and smell the cup.
Wake up.
It's time to be true. It's time to be honest. It's time to get straight. You got to get
right
with my Lord, because some people, I'm sorry, but some people don't have a chance right now. They're going to hell straight right now. They do not have a chance because they blasphemed the Holy Ghost. They said something that they shouldn't have said. They did something they shouldn't have done. So they're doing it against my Lord. So you're not doing it against people, you're going to get my Lord. So don't
That's
think right. you can buy with anything, because you're not can buy.
Mm.
It's the truth to
Lord.
It's
Mercy.
The truth to my Lord. And I'm not speaking
yes.
a lie. I'm telling the absolute truth. I know my
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
I know my love.
Oh.
I know
yes.
him
oh.
completely.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God, because when he calls our number, we have to go. We have to
uh-huh.
go. Lord, mercy,
uh-huh.
Lord, have mercy. It's the truth,
and I tell
Lord
you,
Jesus.
I tell you, he knows my number today, I'm ready. He calls my
Lord,
number
yes.
tomorrow, I'm ready. He calls my
Lord,
number
I'm
next year, I'm ready, because I'm staying ready.
That's right. We have to stay ready. That's right. We have to stay ready. Because he knows. He knows us inside
yes,
out.
He knows.
We live this thing day by day. Anyone else have
yeah,
something
I
to
mean.
Say? Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else on the line would like to say? Praise the Lord. Because we have to be a rich. Praise God. And David also said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Hold me with thy precious. Then will I teach discretion of thy ways, and sinners shall be converging to thee. Deliver me from
oh,
the
yeah.
guilt this old God, brother. And my tongue shall sing a lot of thy righteousness. Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thy desire not sacrifice, else would I give thee. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Do good in thy good pleasure, O Zion. Be of thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. He wants us to have a pure in heart. Praise God. None but the pure in heart shall see God. Our heart has to be pure.
Amen.
God. Praise God. Praise God. I tell you.
Yeah, you can't be wavering.
We can't be like the sea, wavering one side to the other. We have to have a pure in heart.
Uh-huh.
Praise our God. Anyone else on the line?
You know.
That would like to praise God. Go on, see it.
It's like a peace be still, because you know how the sea just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling in a storm. And you say, peace be still, that is interpretive to people's lives. Peace be still. Get the peace
mm-hmm.
that you need. Get the comfort that
mm-hmm.
you need. Get the care that you need. And just be still and know that my Lord is right with us. He is right here. He hears you. He sees you. He knows you.
He
knows
the
people
in
the world. He knows each and every one of us.
Yes,
he knows everybody
he
that has lived.
He
knows
yes,
everybody
he
living. He knows everybody that will live. So he knows
yes,
right
he
now
does.
Everything.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He knows us all the name. Praise God. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He sure does.
He's our God. Thank you, God.
David wants us.
Jay, what up?
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. He's a good God. And because of
oh,
this
yes.
season,
he's beyond
praise,
good.
God, praise God, praise our God. I thank God for this season because he came into this world. Praise God, as a little baby. Praise God. He comes to seek and to save
oh, yeah.
those that are lost. Praise God, but he's not a baby now. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Oh, God, and
oh,
I thank
yeah.
him for that. Thank God.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise
hallelujah.
God.
But he's getting
thank
tired. He's
God.
Getting tired of America now.
Yes.
America
right.
is the worst country in the world.
I tell you.
America
oh,
has
God.
The most killing, the most hate, the most
I,
suffrage,
I
the
oh,
richest
Lord,
people. I mean,
yes,
America is a mess. It's a true
mess.
They
have forgotten God. They have forgotten God. They have forgotten
God. Yeah, they
turned
it back. They have forgotten him. They just turned it back on him.
Yes, Lord, turned it back on God. And God's going to punish America, too. He's going to punish America.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Lord, have mercy.
Punishment's coming.
Yes, Lord, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. It's like that song, Ready or Not. Here he comes. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
So true.
Lord, have mercy. So we have to be ready at all times because we don't know. But we must be ready to go back with him. Because he's coming back just like he said he would. He's coming back.
And it's quicker now because everything has been fulfilled within the Bible. I mean,
yes, it is.
The hatred, the wars, earthquakes.
It is.
I mean, everything
yes,
has been fulfilled. Right this minute.
Yes, it is.
And
people think that they're just blind, don't see nothing. People used to think they just ain't seeing nothing. Lord, have mercy. But refusing to see it. That is the truth. That is the truth. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But we just have to keep praying for our loved ones that they'll see before it's too late. If they will see and open their eyes, or it's too late. Lord, have mercy. Because God, he's long-suffering. But now, after a while, he's going to send him back for his people. He's going to send him back for his people. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I tell you, Lord Jesus.
I mean, honestly, people don't pay attention to how fast time is going. I mean, this year went over
yes,
the flu bot.
It is. Yes, it is. Yes, it
so
is.
Because the Bible says, shorten of the days, it's not actually taking time off the days. It's speeding up time. So time has speeded up.
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
people are not paying attention. They refuse to see what's in front of their face. They refuse to believe what they read all their life.
Lord, have mercy.
And going to church.
Lord.
And listen to preachers and stuff. And they refuse to understand. Because Jesus asked a question. If you don't understand, you ask. You pray, you ask.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But time is. By so fast. It really
the time is.
Is
flying.
So it's flying by.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, today is the 5th. There's only 26 more days left this month.
Today
is the up and down.
Lord, have
and this
mercy,
year flew by. It's like it was just February. But this year has flown by. Summer seemed like it was today.
Yes, it has flew by. That is the truth. That is the truth. The time is going
and
by so
and we're in fall
fast.
Right now, but we're at the very end of fall. We're going into winter. So time
look
is flying. Time is rolling.
Flying by so fast. That is the truth. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. But I thank God. I thank God that he's taking care of his own.
I praise him, my love. I praise him. I praise him.
I thank
I have to because it's only through him by him that I'm able to do the things that I can do right now. And it's only through
it
by
is.
Him that one day, I don't know how soon it is, but one day soon, I'll be able to get up and walk out the door. I name and I claim it by my Lord Jesus. I name and I claim it. It's coming.
Praise
it is coming.
God.
It responds to me and it's coming.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Because he had brought you a long way. He really has.
A mighty long way.
And it's nothing for
God. I couldn't move.
It's just God.
I could not move my left shoulder. I can move my left shoulder.
Yes,
where I couldn't stand up, I can stand up. Where I could sit on the side of the bed, I can sit on the side of the bed. for my speech was impaired a little bit. I can speak. For my memory was good. I can remember. And hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, my love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Look what he has done.
And where I can hear his voice. Hallelujah. I can hear hallelujah. Glory, my love. Glory, 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 my love. Yes, my love. Thank you.
To God be the
glory. Oh, yeah.
God
hallelujah.
Be the glory.
Oh, yeah.
Son,
yeah.
He's such a good
honey,
God.
Honey,
oh, praise
honey, he's
God.
Well beyond good. There's no...
It's no secret what God can do. What he's done
amen.
For others, it's the same for you and me. I tell you.
Oh, yes.
Have mercy. And he's still working miracles. He's still
honey,
the same.
Honey, he's still doing it. He's still
yeah,
doing it. He's doing nothing different than before. He's still working miracles. He's still
he's
saving.
Still working miracles.
He's still healing.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's the same God.
He's still helping. He's still comforting. He's still supplying.
Yes, he is.
But he's doing nothing different
praise
than what
God.
He's always done.
He's
just
right.
Him. Hallelujah. He is him. Who he's always been.
He is
the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he'll be the same tomorrow and forever. No matter what, he will not change. He will not
take
down. He will not take in. But we cannot give up. We cannot give in.
No, we can't give up. He don't change, and we don't supposed to change either. We're supposed to grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well,
yes, can you remember
God,
me?
We thank you, Deacon, for being kind.
Remember me in my in your prayers and those on my job.
Yes.
Just remember us in prayer, please. Thank you.
Praise our God. We thank you for being on the line. Thank God.
Yes.
Good to hear your voice, Deacon.
Yes,
it is. Yes. I'm at work, so I just control the studio mainly. But to God be the glory. To God, another
to
day.
God,
you brought us
oh, yes.
Yes. Praise God.
God is good
praise
all,
God.
Time, all
yes.
the time.
Yes.
God is good.
That's right.
Thank God for blessing Bishop Bryant, how he was able to be in our service 2 times last month. And how he's blessing Sister Dorothy and bringing her through. It's nothing but prayer. Prayer still works. Prayer can go across the phone lines. Prayer can go where we can't go. We might not can be
amen.
With one another person, but prayer can travel over the phone lines. And we thank God
oh, yeah.
for what he is. We still praying for Israel and all those over there. Where all the bombings and all that's been going on, the bereaved families, we still praying for the bereaved families, those in the hospitals, the nursing homes, and all those people that still going through where they've lost loved ones, we still lifting them up because prayer is still able to heal, is still delivers, it's still taking them through because it's
oh,
a, and the homeless people. We still praying that God will take them through because prayer still works. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Praise God. Praise
amen.
God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God.
Glory, my
most
love.
Holy
glory, glory,
God,
glory, my love.
In the name of Jesus. We thanking you for everyone on the line. We ask you to bless those God, in the hospitals, we ask you to bless those in the nursing homes. We ask you to bless the homeless people, God. We ask you to bless the ones in school, the ones in the on the buses, the teachers, the principals, the ones, God, oh, God, the homeless people, God. We ask you, God, to bless the schools, the children that has to walk to schools, the ones that driving in the cars, God, on the buses, God. We ask you, God, just to bless the sick and the afflicted ones locked behind the prison doors, God. We ask you, God, to just remember, God, oh, God, all the sick and afflicted today. Oh, God, we ask you to bless the sinner man, the sinner woman, the boys and girls. Father, we know, God, that you're able, God. You know the hearts of the people today. We can do nothing without you, God. Every request for prayer, God, that I went up, oh, God, we're asking you to remember, God. We thank you for the love that you shed upon us, God, through your Son, because we know without the shedding of blood, no one can be saved. And we know, God, without you drawing, God, we can't be saved. But we thank you for salvation today through the blood of Jesus. We honor you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our salvation, God. We thank you for being saved from our sins today, Lord. We thank you for the prayer of David, God. Sometimes we need to go to that scripture and read it, God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. O God, according to thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. O God, create in me a clean heart. O God, we love you today, Lord. We ask you to remember Deacon, God, today. Remember the clients there on his job, God. Remember the workers today on his job, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to remember our sister on the line and everyone on the line, Lord. Remember them, Lord, today, Lord. We lift them up before you, God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen Sister Margaret. We thank you for all that you have done in her body. We thank you, God, because it's been nobody but you. Bless everyone on the line today. You know what they stand in need of, God. We thank you for the podcast, God. Oh, God, how it reaches all over the land, Lord. We thank you for Apostle Armstrong, Lord, this morning, how you have blessed him, God, with this program, Lord, with this podcast, God. Oh, God, lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. Don't let our running be in vain, but God, help us to be led by the Spirit of God. Help us to lift up holy hands. Help us, God, to live a holy life that you would accept us, God. Don't let our running be in vain, oh God, but let us be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Help us to live holy, oh God, that you will get the glory out of our life, that we will be found faithful in all that we do and say, Lord, because time is winding up, and we want to be pleasing to you, God. Help all that we do and say to be able to help somebody, Lord, to touch someone's life, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be strong in the Lord. Help us to look to you at all times. Let our praises reach heaven, God. Let our praises, God, reach the throne of God. Lead us, God. Guide us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, because you are a mighty God, and we can't do nothing without you. Only what we do for Christ is what's going to last. All the other things is going to pass away. Oh, God, we know time is winding up. Oh, God, we ask you to bless everyone on the line. Oh, God, bless them in a mighty way. Help us to draw nigh to you, that you will draw nigh to us, that we can say hallelujah. Hallelujah is our God. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your Lord. Have your way in our lives. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless your people today, Lord. Oh, have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God, don't let our running be in vain, but let our prayer reach the throne of God. Oh, God, that you might bless everyone on the line. We say thank you, Lord, for this hour, Lord. We thank you right now, Jesus. Oh, God, just bless. Bless in a mighty way, God. In Jesus' name, in your precious name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, bless, Lord. In Jesus' name. And we say, Shalom to everyone on the line. Shalom. And
shalom. Love you guys.
Shalom. We love you, sweetheart. We love you, sweetie. A blessed day. Y'all have a blessed day. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.